I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. A Mohawk community near Montreal, Canada, is divided over a basic question. That is, who is allowed to live there? Last month, Mohawk leaders of the Ganawage Reservation issued eviction notices to 25 non-native residents. The move is based on a tribal law that is meant to protect the community's Mohawk culture and identity. It says only people who are at least 50% Mohawk can live in the 20-square-mile reservation. Some of the people who got the order to move out are fighting back, though. They say the eviction is unfair and amounts to racism. But that's not the way Joe Delarone sees it. He's a spokesman for the Mohawk Council of Ganawage.
We're on 13,000 acres here, and that's all we have left, our little corner of the world. So we kind of protect it like a pit bull. So it seems more dramatic than it is, but if you live around here and you see the amount of non-native people who interact with us and work here and visit here all the time, you'll see it's not that dramatic at all. The only thing that we're saying here is that if you're a non-native person, you're expected to not live here. But not only that, the native person from Ganawage is also expected. If you're going to be with someone who is non-native, then you are expected to move away. And it's not that far, because you can move to the next town, which is a five-minute drive from here.
Right, but for the people and the families it's going to uproot, it does sound like a big deal. I mean, they seem to be attached to Ganawage because it means that they are part of this community, and now you're going to essentially uproot them and take that identity away.
Well, every single person in Ganawage, from the time you're about 6 years old, understands that if you marry out, you are expected to move out. No one is saying you can't marry someone from another culture or another race. It's just that the law says you're expected to move away. It doesn't mean you can't come back to visit every single day of your life and maintain all of your connections. The only thing is, at the end of the day, you also have to go home.
How much of this is really about identity and kind of trying to counteract assimilation, and how much of it is about the overcrowding on the Ganawage Reservation?
There are issues of land, and there has been a housing shortage here for many years, so it's not as acute as it once was, but that's not the main issue. You have to remember that the Mohawk Council of Ganawage is responding to calls from the community members themselves who are saying, you guys have to do something about this. This is not the first time it's happened. It happened in the late 80s. It happened again in the latter part of the 1990s, and again this last month.
How do you respond to the charge that this is racism?
Well, I mean, look at it from another point of view. Quebec is French-speaking, and it's surrounded by English-speaking culture. They've created legislation to protect their language and culture, and basically nobody bothers them about it. We're just trying to maintain who we are in our little corner of the universe here so that we can maintain our way of life and our identity, because it would not be fair to our ancestors and certainly not fair to our descendants to come if we just allowed ourselves to fall away into the mist and disappear.
Still, you are talking about blood purity and identity, and I'm just wondering how you'll respond to, you know, young people who may not be full-blooded Mohawk but want to embrace, you know, their parents' culture from several generations back. It doesn't seem very fair to them. It seems like you might actually be alienating them.
Well, there are provisions in the law that allow for people to marry back in, and if you have native lineage, you will be welcomed back into the fold, so to speak. It's not about exclusion, but it is difficult for us as time goes on. There's concerns that the government at one point will say, look, can you prove to us that you're actually Mohawk? We don't want to be ever be put in that position.
What does it mean to you, Joe, to be Mohawk, aside from bloodline? I mean, can you define what it means to be Mohawk?
You know what? That's a question nobody ever asked me before. I guess if you lived here, you'd understand. It's like asking somebody, what does it mean to be an American, I guess. You know, you're loyal to the flag. Well, we're loyal to the Iroquois Confederacy. We're only one of six nations of the Iroquois Confederacy, and that goes back hundreds and hundreds of years. And that's our country. That's who we are. We have our ceremonies. We have our language. We have our way of life that a lot of it is common to what everybody else does, but there are things that just make us who we are. We don't hate Canada. We don't hate the United States. We just love who we are and protect it at all costs.
Joe Delaronde, a spokesman for the Mohawk Council of Ganawage. Thank you very much.
Okay.